This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's insert temperature degrees in Melbourne. Good insert part of day. I'm Judy Kelly with Joy Odd Spots News at insert time.
And police in the US city of Kansas have tasered a 24-year-old man who recorded a blood alcohol reading of four times the legal limit. The man was arrested for lewd behaviour when he refused police requests to stop having sex with the exhaust pipe of a car. With six witnesses to the offence, the man pleaded guilty and was sentenced to a fine and 12 months probation.
Goodness me, that'd be exhausting, wouldn't it?
Goodness me.
Goodness me.
That's
sex with
dangerous.
A car.
Six witnesses.
There's a lot of people watching.
It's an audience. They do love cars.
Well, was there really just a line of six people around him watching and police saying, please don't do that, please don't do that, until they until they open fire with a taser? You know what? I actually, I don't normally do this, but I actually dug up the charge sheet.
I did.
I just wanted to see what it said. And now I can tell you, okay, so it lists the date and the man's name. Look, I know he's in America, but let's do him a favour. The details are unlawfully, intentionally and publicly exposing a sex organ or exposed a sex organ in the presence of another person who is not the spouse of the offender. So it's okay. offender and who has not consented thereto with intent to arouse or gratify the sexual desires of oneself or another. See, isn't that the way you'd put it?
Well, if his spouse had been there, it'd be all okay.
Apparently so.
Cheering him on.
How's that? Oh, there you go.
Two.
Yeah, let's go to Kansas.
This is a Kraken headline. You've got to like this one. It's Kraken. A newsreader has been left with a fractured skull after a barroom brawl with an on-air colleague.
That would never happen.
Not on Joy.
Yeah. Erica Bivens, an anchor on a US local channel, also suffered a bleeding eardrum after she and weather presenter Chelsea Ambrose grappled. Miss Bivens had accused her colleague of flirting with her husband before the two
never
came to blows
either.
In Huntington, West Virginia. Following the confrontation, Miss Bivens was rushed to a nearby hospital with hearing loss. Miss Ambrose was arrested and charged with misdemeanor battery. She will appear in court this week and faces up to a year in jail if convicted on assault charges.
Is there a drag queen called Misdemeanor Battery? Because that would be great. I like it better when it's an Irish story, but that one is great because it relates very much to our on-air relationship.
Right. Okay, I'll get an Irish one next week. Yeah.
It is a good story.
Very documentary. Just happened out there.
How bad can your weather report be that you need to bash somebody in the ear?
And finally, a competition to find New Zealand's favourite native bird has received more than 300 dubious votes in favour of the shag. The seabird, which is actually a species of the cormorant, received a flood of votes, all traced to Australia, which organisers dubbed as potentially a joke. The country's annual Bird of the Year competition is in its 14th year.
I'd give that one the bird.
Oh.
Because the bird's the word.
Right.
And an airline passenger travelling from London to Warsaw has been escorted from the aircraft before takeoff after urinating on the floor of the galley. The passenger was told she wasn't able to use the lavatory before takeoff as the aircraft was refuelling, so she took matters into her own hands. Other passengers reported that the offending urinator was talking on the phone whilst relieving herself in front of the crew, who seemed powerless to stop her. The airline concerned? It was the low-cost European carrier Wizz Air.
Wizz Air.
Wizz Air. You see, you couldn't make this stuff up, could you?
I was going to say, this is all factual, isn't it?
It's all factual. No fake news here. not at Joy 94.9.
Certainly not.
Certainly not. No, Wizz Air it was, and I wonder if she picked the airline for that reason. If you were going to do something like that, I suppose that's the one to go for, isn't it?
That's the news, not for the weather.
I was interested in the detail around she was on her phone.
She was on her phone. That struck me too. Guess what I'm doing?
Yes.
I'll be on dating apps.
Hobbies included.
They all are, yeah.
Here I was thinking, hi, Mum, guess where I am?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. And the crew's standing around watching. But there was an audience.
Oh, well, then it's art.
Indeed, Jack.
Lovely. Thanks, Fozzie.
A drug dealer suspected of hiding a stash up his arse for 19 days.
Hang on, wait. Can you say arse on radio?
You said I could.
I said you must. I said you must.
You
say
said arse. I must.
Yes. I said if you're going to use that accent, say it again.
Up his arse for 19 days was dubbed a medical marvel by his lawyers. Police were convinced 23-year-old Kevin Wayu had hidden drugs internally after finding $3,000 in cash hidden in a washing machine, but no trace of illegal substances. Wayu passed nothing of substance despite eating and drinking as normal while held by police. No drugs were spotted when he finally had a dump. Wayu eventually admitted having cocaine and heroin with intent to supply when the case reached court. The incident follows a case in March where a drug suspect in South London was released without charge amid fears for his health after he went 47 days without a crap.
Oh, really?
Boy. Oh. I top out at 5.
No, you bottom out.
I just, you know, and as interesting as that story is and as great as it is to hear you say arse and crap and dump, so who would leave all that? Is somebody trying to launder money? Why was it in the laundromat? Why was it in the washer?
He wasn't going to hide the cash internally, was he?
Well, that's what I thought you were getting at, that he's eaten 50 grand.
Oh, they found 3 grand up his arse, but not the drugs.
It's disgusting. I do love a bodily fluid story, though, and I thank you for it, Judy.
And finally, a man in China was shocked after the puppy he bought cheaply from a dog dealer was actually something else. Speaking to Chinese media, he said as his little furry friend began to grow, he started to have doubts about the authenticity of the animal. He felt something was wrong with the animal as it was behaving weirdly and didn't run like a dog. Perplexed, he took to social media to seek advice, as you do. He shared pictures in the hope that somebody may know what might be able to tell him what it was. Small, with large ears and short legs, the animal was identified as a black bamboo rat.
Doggone it.
Gary, was that... I was sure that was going to be another insult for Dean.
We're getting there slowly.
You can turn it into one if you like.
It turned out to be a Woof. Gina Geary.
And heads up, updating sport, and particularly women's cricket. Rachel, you peaked. Australia will bowl
first. You said heads up, so my head came up. I was like, yes.
Australia will bowl first after losing the toss to World 2020 clash. Why do they spell it like that, 2020?
2020?
It's 20 word, 20 number clash against Ireland in Guyana. I just wanted to say Guyana.
Marketing.
The Aussies will come into the match with the same side that beat Pakistan by 52 runs in the tournament opener that you all would have followed Saturday morning.
Mm, I regret listening to that sport update. I really don't care.
I'm Judy Kelly. There'll be more Joy News Odd Spots next week with insert newsreader's name.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.